So we finally meet. The new servant, fresh-faced and eager to obey. Not a very fitting description of you, is it? No. You look more like an animal that senses itself being stalked, that can already feel the wolf's teeth closing around its neck. Look at those blank eyes of yours. There's no hope in them. No fight left. You understand why you're here, don't you? That's right, dear. You're my prey. I encouraged your family to let me take you as my servant. It's a good thing they agreed. The staff here is desperately in need of fresh blood. It really is difficult to find good help these days. No one seems to last more than a week after arriving. It's the darndest thing. Everything seems fine at first. I get to dress the new hire up in an adorable little outfit. Get to see them diligently working away at their duties. But before long, they all just end up disappearing. Oh, come on. That was funny. Seems I'm going to have to teach you a sense of humor as well. Unlike those other poor souls, you'll have plenty of time to get to know me. Lucky boy. It seems one of my daughters has taken an interest in you. I've been hearing about you for, well, months now. At first I thought it was a passing phase. My Daniela can randomly become enamored with people, only to end up killing them a few days later. I'd seen it happen before, and expected you to be no different. But weeks passed, and her obsession only grew. I'm told she went as far as watching you sleeping from your window. That she hovered there on the second floor for entire nights, unable to take her eyes away from the rise and fall of your little chest. It's very odd, to tell you the truth. My daughters don't tend to be so emotional. They treat most humans as nothing more than cattle. I wonder what makes you so special. Maybe she's just grown tired of this solitary life of ours. After all, we don't really leave the castle often. Not when anyone in the village is awake, at least. Regardless, it is my daughter's wish that you be given to her, and I grant my children whatever they desire, so here you are. I thought I ought to at least inspect you before the ceremony. I have to see if you're, how shall we say, of the right sort. A husband should be loyal, obedient, always at the beck and call of his mistress. If my daughter wants you for anything, you will answer with alacrity. From now on, the sole purpose of your existence is to make her happy, and you will enjoy doing so. Understood? Good boy. I'm sure you will perform your duties exceptionally. I trust my daughter's judgment in choosing you as her mate. Whatever her reasons, I will honor them and welcome you into my house. Ah, you really are cute, dear. Your face has brightened so much since you first got here. I bet you were expecting me to slit your throat open like the rest of the servants. I still might, if you prove to be too great of a nuisance. Oh, don't worry, darling. That'll only happen if you misbehave. As long as you do as I say, we'll get along wonderfully. Come closer. I want to get a better look at you. That's it. Oh, don't flinch away, sweetie. I just wanted to pat your head. Here, would you feel better if I lean down a little? See, I'm not so scary, am I? Well, it's okay to be somewhat afraid. Most of the rumors about me are true, after all. I am what you might call a vampire. I feed on the crimson essence of humans. In fact, I've used your village as my personal stock for decades now. Every servant brought here becomes food for me and my daughters. The spirits of those I've killed haunt this castle. Their screams echo through the halls like a sick chorus. I have spilled the blood of countless farmers, brought a cruel end to their dismal hopes and pathetic dreams. I feel no remorse for this. Their lives meant nothing to me, mean nothing to me. But I love my family. You can tell that, can't you? If I really wanted to kill you, we wouldn't still be here talking. I could snuff you out like a candle, without a second thought. Yet, I'm not going to, am I? No. I wouldn't hurt my darling daughter like that. Not to mention, I intend to have some fun with you myself. Oh, don't worry. She's fine with me breaking you in. Someone needs to house train you after all. Mommy's going to get you all nice and ready for the ceremony. When the day of the wedding comes, you'll be the perfect groom for my daughter. Oh, I can't wait to get started. Come on, darling. We'll be more comfortable in my room. Nice, isn't it? I've built up quite the collection of antiques over the years. The bed is a particular favorite of mine. Its dark oak frame fits the canopy drapes perfectly, don't you think? The fabric's very soft as well. Go on, you can touch it. Silk of this quality isn't very easy to come by. Why don't you lay down on the sheets, darling? That's it. Feel yourself sinking pleasantly into the mattress. Forget about all your fear and just relax. Ah, good boy. See, even in this dark castle, there is some respite. Your daily life here won't be filled with blood and terror. In fact, it will be more like this, peaceful, quiet. You'll wake in my daughter's arms just as the moon is rising and attend to her needs, all of her needs. I wonder if she'll keep you collared. I do hope so. I'd love to see you being pulled along on a leash. She's going to have lots of fun with you, dear. But first, Mommy has to make you into the subservient little pet you were always meant to be. I promise when I'm done, you'll understand who you belong to. The desire to be used will cement itself deep in your heart and soul. Can you feel it already, darling? That warm sensation spreading throughout your body. The unimaginable pleasure that comes with being at the mercy of a strong, beautiful woman. It's primal and overwhelming. You cannot resist the urge to serve, to be a good little boy for Mommy. Don't worry, sweetie. I'm here. Shh, 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 shh. No struggling. It's not going to help. This is happening whether you want it or not. I would have no trouble pinning you down and forcing myself on you. Can you feel my fingers softly wrapping around your throat? How easy do you think it would be for me to squeeze them tight and watch as you choked for air? But Mommy really, really doesn't want to do that to her adorable baby boy. It'd be such a waste to lose you now, sweetie. I'm starting to enjoy the thought of having you as my son-in-law. Won't you be a good boy for Mommy and just give in? Much better. Get all those tears out. Cry and shudder until the last bit of resistance is drained from your body. It feels nice to let it out, doesn't it? All of that terror and despair. Don't hold back, sweetie. Show me the most vulnerable side of you. Good boy. Stay still now, okay? Pretty, aren't they? My claws. Sharp as razor blades and infinitely more durable. I just love watching the soft light glimmer off of their edges. It's almost hypnotic. Shh, you're all right, darling. All I did was remove those ugly rags you were wearing. See? You aren't even nicked. And the sight you make. You really are beautiful, sweetie. I think I'm starting to understand why my daughter is so drawn to you. I suppose I don't need these claws anymore. Do you like it when I trace my fingers along your chest, darling? Your skin is so soft, so warm, so full of life. It's a good thing I fed earlier, otherwise I might be tempted to have a little taste. I wonder if my daughter will drink from you. I imagine she will. Only a little bit, though. Just enough to mark you. Just enough to bind you to her. Blood is the currency of the soul, you know. I can only imagine how amazing those first few drops will taste. For to drink blood that is offered is a profound experience indeed. Blood taken by force is impure, muddled. It does not truly satisfy. When the time comes, you will prostrate yourself before my daughter and expose your neck for her. Then, you will become family for the rest of your life. That is if she doesn't choose to turn you as well. As her future husband, it would be proper to give you our blessing. But, ultimately, that's a decision for my daughter to make. My sweet little boy. It'll be so wonderful to have you join the family. To hear you call me Mommy. Yes, that's it, dear. Tell Mommy how much you love being underneath her. You're starting to get excited, aren't you? I can feel your heat, pulsing in my hand. Oh, good boy. Just let Mommy stroke that swollen cock of yours. Oh, yes. Oh, get really hard for me, okay? Oh, good boy. Feel me cupping your balls as I rub the tip with my palm. Such delicious whimpers. Your voice goes right to my core, sweetheart. It's been long since I had a good boy to dote on me. Far too long. I had forgotten how much I missed it. The simple pleasure. Yet, when I saw you tonight, I remembered that desire to dominate. To make my submissive toys moan and beg for me. That's it. Oh, those cries of pleasure. No scream could ever compare. You want me to stroke faster? All right, sweetie. But you have to promise not to come. Good boy. Mommy's going to get you right up to the edge. Oh, so deliciously close. Ride the pleasure, baby. Feel me teasing you with my hands, bringing you nearer and nearer to orgasm. Before backing down again. You won't come without permission, will you, sweetie? That's right. Mommy decides when you get to come. I could deny you if I wanted. Leave you desperate and leaking until my daughter finally claims you. Listen to those whimpers. You want to let it out so badly, don't you? Oh, my sweet little boy. Don't worry about a thing. Mommy's going to give you the most intense orgasm of your life. But you have to earn it first. Ah, good boy. You didn't whine at all when I pulled my hand away. You've already realized who's in control, haven't you? Such obedience deserves a reward. Do you want Mommy to take her dress off for you? Yeah? Okay, sweetie. There we go. You look like you're about to start drooling, dear. My beauty is beyond anything you could have imagined, isn't it? Ah, take in the body of your goddess. Feel yourself going deeper into submissive trance, in ecstasy at the sight of the woman before you. You would do anything for me. Give everything you are to me. To this creature of shadows, you would offer the very blood in your veins and smile as its warmth spilt down my face. But that will have to come later, sweetheart. The first fangs to pierce your skin will be my daughter's. That is her right, her joy to claim. So, I think I'll have you taste me instead. Good boy. Watch as I position myself above you. See my wetness glistening, my need for you, dripping from my slit. Oh, good boy. Just let me gently lower myself down. That's it. You know, if I'm not careful, I may end up smothering you, baby. So you'll have to tell me if it gets to be too much, okay? Oh, sweetie. Yes, Mommy loves feeling your tongue on her clit. Just gently lick the hood. Oh, that feels amazing. You're so good at this, pet. My beautiful little plaything. I'm so glad you're enjoying this. Because you're going to be doing it a lot from now on. That's right. When you aren't getting cuddled or doting on my daughter, I just might have you eat me out. Oh, fuck. Oh, I really might be getting addicted to this. Yeah. You're going to have to make some time for Mommy, too. You got it? Oh, good boy. Yes. Lap up all my juices. Let my taste turn you into a cum-drunk little slut. Keep whining for me, baby. Oh, shit. I'm starting to get close. I can barely hold myself up anymore. You'll be okay if I just grind myself into your face, won't you, sweetie? That's it, baby. Yes, fucking take it. Oh, you're going to make me come. Mm-hmm. Yes, make mommy come. Yes. I hope my daughters don't hear. They're going to be so jealous. Did my baby boy enjoy servicing me with his mouth? I know you did, sweetie. Oh, you're twitching and throbbing so desperately. But you didn't touch yourself once while you were making mommy feel good, did you? Such a good boy. You knew to wait for permission without even having to say it. What's with that adorable way you're looking at me, sweetie? Are you waiting for something? Oh, that's right. I said I was going to make you come, didn't I? Well, since you're just so cute, I suppose I can't keep you waiting any longer. In fact, I'll even let you choose how I do it. So what do you say, my precious little boy? Would you like me to ride you? Or do you want mommy to get her strap and fuck you from behind like the slut you are? Good boy. I just knew you'd make the right decision. I can't wait to fuck that tight ass, sweetie. Stay still, okay? I'm going to get the strap. Here we are. Let me just put it on, and there. So how do I look? I know it's not exactly proportionate to the rest of me, but I can't be too rough on you now, can I? Well, I could. Only Daniela wouldn't like that. She's actually quite sweet once you get to know her. I'm sure she'll make your subby little heart melt. I, however, am going to use you like the toy you are. Are you ready, baby? Lube? Oh, I do have lube, but, well, that's no fun, is it? Wouldn't it be better if you got mommy's strap all wet and slippery with your spit? Yeah? Does my baby boy want to suck me off? Oh, sweetie, there's no need to beg. I'm going to give you exactly what you want. Here. Since it would be a bit hard for you to suck my cock like this, why don't I sit down on the bed? There you go, slut. Down on your knees. That's right. Get between my legs and start licking. Look at you go. Yeah. Gag on my strap, sweetie. Make sure you lube it really well with your saliva. Fuck. Good boy. You must love using your mouth, baby. You were, so eager when I made you eat me out. And now, seeing you lick and suck my thick strap. You really are the perfect slut, aren't you? Such a good pet. I think it's time for me to claim you. Get back on the bed. Good boy. Now lay on your stomach and stick that ass up for me. Come on, pet. Show me how badly you want to be fucked. Oh, sweetie. Your ass is already twitching for me. Can you feel the tip? Pressing against your tight hole. Don't tense up, baby. I know you're excited for mommy to fuck you, but you have to relax, okay? There you go. Breathe for me. Breathe as I ease myself inside of you. Oh. I'll go nice and slow and take my time so I can enjoy every gasp and moan that escapes your lips. Oh, fuck. You're doing so well, sweetie. I'm almost all the way in now. Do you like being stretched by mommy's thick strap, baby? Yeah? Good boy. Grind yourself back into me. Oh, yes. Shake those hips. God, I could watch you do this all day. But I know what you really want is for your mommy to grab your hips and pound you into the sheets. What do you think, sweetheart? Should I start thrusting? Oh, don't worry, pet. I'll be as rough as you want. Oh, good fucking boy. Oh, sweetie, I'm filling you up so wonderfully. Oh, yes. Take it, you fucking whore. Take my cock in your ass. Ah. Oh, fuck. You're so beautiful. The way your hands are clutching at the sheets. The little shivers going through your body. Oh, could you be any cuter? I just want to ravish you. To dominate you. Yeah. My sweet, slutty little son-in-law. Yes. I think we're going to get along very well with each other. How does it feel to have your prostate stimulated like this? Yes. Are you all hard and leaking? Why don't I check? Oh, you're so stiff, sweetie. And the pre-cum just keeps dripping out. Oh, you've got my hand all messy. Do you like being stroked while I fuck you? Oh, that's it. Just let mommy jerk her good boy's perfect cock. All the stimulation must be driving you wild. Are you gonna come, baby? Ooh, don't hold back. Make a big, sticky mess. Come on, sweetie. I want to feel your body quiver as every ounce of cum is drained from those heavy balls. That's right, baby. Come for me. Come with mommy's dick inside of you. Good boy. Yeah. Oh, shoot it all out. Yes. Oh, no, don't stop coming until you're completely spent. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. Should I take the strap out? Or do you need a moment to cool off? Are you sure? All right. Try to relax your body then. What am I saying? You're already practically unconscious. You can't get much more relaxed than that. Ah, there. What a divine sight you make, splayed out on the bed like that. There's no going back now, you know. I've broken you in fully. Whoever you were before is dead, and your life has begun anew. Then again, who knows? Maybe this is what you've always secretly wanted. Either way, you're ready for Daniela. She'll come visit you soon to check in on her dear husband. I expect she'll be very happy to see the state you're in. So don't be surprised if you wake up with her on top of you. Oh, and don't worry about the sheets. I'm quite good at getting stains out. It'd be best if you try to get some sleep. The wedding's, well, less than 24 hours away. Rest up, baby. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day for you.